had lost his voice. He was dehydrated. He was suffering from vitamin deficiency. He was breaking out with a rash. And he cried. One day the masses will rise and they will avenge Attica and avenge all the violence that's been committed against them.
Do you know if the prisoners got any chance to surrender before they moved in shooting them?
No, I do not know. I know when I left the prison early this morning, I didn't like the way the situation looked. I was well aware that Oswald was at the end of his limit, that he had been receiving telegrams from San Quentin guards, from Dade County guards, from the Guards Association had requested a meeting with Rockefeller, and I'd say it's my opinion they probably met and they gave him the open hand. Attica is an open fascist, racist town. In fact, black congressmen who came to Attica to eat in a bar across from Attica were refused dinner. In fact, they closed it up when black people started coming in there. I mean, obviously, throughout my walk through the prison, guards were edgy, trigger-happy. At one time, I remember I was between the inmates and between the guards, and the guards had submachine guns and shotguns, and they just wanted to blast away. I knew it. This was a planned massacre. They wanted the prisoners to give up, to give up so they could go in there and club them to death. But they decided it was more important to struggle and to set an example. I do not know if they were told beforehand or warned. I do not know.
Demonstrations in support of the Attica Revolt were held in Buffalo, Rochester, and New York City. A demonstration has been planned in the Syracuse University campus for 2 p.m. today, and locally a rally was held on the steps of the Strait at noon. Future actions have been planned for the Cornell campus. This has been The Rest of the News.